The Blind River Beavers scooted up Highway 108 Friday night to meet the Elliott Lake Red Wings in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, NOJHL, game played at Centennial Arena. They ran into a fired-up Red Wings squad which dominated the first period and third periods in a 5-2 win over the Beavers. The Red Wings scored three times in the opening period and twice more in the third to end the win. The matchup was scoreless until 8:46 of the first when Red Wings defenseman Owen Chivoliello scored his second goal of the season with helpers from Josh Tomasi and Tegan Dumont. The Red Wings extended the lead as Quinn Gavin White found the back of Blind River's net, helped by Chivoliello and Caden Laverdier, at 13-12. Just 1:46 later, Red Wings forward Matthew Schulist connected on the power play, beating Beavers netminder Eric Clark at 14:58. The score was 3-0 Red Wings heading into the first intermission. Blind River hit the scoreboard for the first time at 5:33 of the second as forward Hunter Berry beat Elliott Lake goaltender Nolan Chartrand. Beavers forward Caleb Min scored on the power play at 18:51 of the second, helped by Ethan Pegg and Evan Fracaro, cutting the Elliott Lake lead to 3-2. Schulist stepped up with a power play goal at 7:36 of the third before putting the icing on the cake for the Red Wings scoring shorthanded into an empty net at 1:07:52 of the third. Friday's win was the Red Wings' third win against 10 losses. Chartrand, between the pipes for Elliott Lake, stopped 27 Blind River pucks that came his way, taking the win. Clark was good on 30 of the 34 Elliott Lake shots he faced, absorbing the loss. Laverdier, Cole Kimball, and Ethan Mercer assisted on two goals each for Elliott Lake. Elsewhere in Friday night NOJHL play, the Timmins Rock topped the Rapids in French River, also by a 5-2 score. At home, the Espanola Express edged the Greater Sudbury Cubs 4-3. Finally, the Powassan Voodoos beat the Cochrane Crunch 3-2. Next for the Red Wings, a game against the Express in Espanola Saturday night at 7 p.m.